Coming up in just a couple of seconds here, we're going to bust into some pop-up video challenges. And the cats have all lined up on Michigan Avenue. The Streets and Sand, Department of Streets and Sand, have changed all garbage. What the hell are you doing? Esmeralda coming in here busting stuff. What the hell are you doing?
I was just moving the screen.
Well, move it. Knocking stuff over, coming in here. You all right? What's going on?
What? I just moved the screen.
And you knocked my screen for a loop.
Well, yours is a weaker screen.
No, it's not. All right. Anyway. Look at who witnessed this fight, Esmeralda. It's unbelievable. I can't even. He's here, and he just saw us have an argument.
Oh, no, that's embarrassing.
Oh, it's very embarrassing. Skip. Hi.
Don't worry about it. On the set, some days, you know, we how it works, Nick. When you're filming a game show, you film like 8 in a day.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so by that 6th, 7th episode, everybody gets a little punchy.
They get a little looped. By that point, it's Skip Skipley, everybody, which means
Skip Skipley's a professional.
He is a professional, unlike you, who come in and bust stuff into the studio.
I just came in high kicking,
knocking stuff over, and flipping tables and smashing my screen.
I was doing roundhouse kicks.
It was insane.
Are you a little bitter after your loss yesterday, Nick? There seems to be a lot of venom towards
because we played Celebrity Name Game yesterday. Oh yeah,
he listens every day.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah. No, I guess I'm out for vengeance today.
I was preparing beforehand. See, I was on the offensive.
Yeah. Just by knocking all my stuff over.
Okay. You're going to use the computer screen as a shield?
I'm intimidating.
No, she's trying to get me off my game because, you know, I don't know if you've talked to Dan because he works with me every night. I'm very particular about how I set the studio up.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah, so.
Next time I'm just going to switch some of your keys.
Some of my keys?
Like the S will be in a different spot.
Oh, you mean on my computer keyboard?
Yep.
Oh. I'll tell you what would be a worse thing to do.
What's that?
Mess with the board. That would be a much worse thing to do.
Yeah, I'll just move all the buttons.
I thought you were going to go mess with the pens.
Yeah, you don't mess with the pens either.
Oh, okay. So I'm writing all of these down, by the way.
Okay.
So when Esmeralda quits in a blaze of glory,
everything's going to be all messed up.
All right. Well, let's see. This is a pop-up video. It's based on the fantastic VH1 show where they would show videos and tell you all kinds of weird facts about them. So the deal is Skip Skipley, one of the greatest talk show, game show hosts in the world. You had a talk show for a little while.
I did that in 75 to 77.
I was going to say like when Chevy Chase had one. It was around that
Pat
time.
Sajak, all those guys. Yeah. Anyway, he gives us questions from these cards, and each card is about a specific video/song. The first part is about the video. The second part of the card is about pop culture related stuff. So should we hit the thing with the thing? All right. And this, of course, is when you get a chance in a little bit. You'll be able to hear Esmeralda sing. And then the Dave Bennett and the psychic cat army always go nuts. So we're all set. All right. Shall we begin, Skip?
We shall.
All right.
Mr. DiGilio, please provide us a line or two from Cyndi Lauper's I Drive All Night.
Wow. I know. I guess I know. I love this song, but I haven't heard it in a very, very long time. It's a cover, by the way. Oh no, that might be a question. Thank you, Nick. Why don't I just give out every answer?
But you didn't tell me who. Who covered it?
Cyndi Lauper covered it.
Yeah, but who?
Who was the original?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you that. I drove all night just to get to you. I drove all night. I drove all night.
That doesn't sound like Cyndi.
No. I can't. Nobody can do Cyndi except Cyndi. This is tough because this was not a big song for her.
You got to do the little hiccup thing.
She doesn't do it in,
oh, what?
In this song. So, all right, there you go. It's the best I can do.
Thank you.
That was sufficient.
Esmeralda.
That's a good word, sufficient, yes.
What song won Cindy an award at the first MTV Video Music Awards? Wow, pop-up video, that's a lot of bad wording. What song did Cindy win an award for at the first MTV Video Music Awards?
Was it Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
It was.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was either that or She Bop.
Not the first video awards. She Bop was like 87.
Yeah, but the music awards were like 80...
Four were the first ones.
Oh, was it 84?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was younger than me.
Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
What 1985 adventure movie?
The Goonies.
Did Cindy sing the theme song for? And the answer is, in fact, The Goonies.
Right. Good enough. It's the best part of the movie. All right.
Esmeralda, what song did Cindy remix for a 1994 Greatest Hits album?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yes.
Is every answer to Esmeralda's question going to be Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
We have flipped, so I don't believe so.
Flipped. He's flipped.
Oh, maybe it is because there's that movie.
Skip, flip. Yeah, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, the movie. Yeah. You remember, you know who's the star of that?
Helen Hunt.
Well, no, she's not the star.
Whatever.
Oh, wait a minute. We could be blowing this one, too, because this could be a question.
Well, we
no,
clearly
there, there are
know
no
it.
Questions
are
no, about okay. that.
Sarah film. Jessica Parker is the lead.
Right.
What is that movie about?
Girls wanting to have fun.
Yeah.
Ed Lauder plays her dad.
They want to go to a dance competition.
One of those literal titles?
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to go to a, was it just a dance thing on TV or was it a dance competition?
I can't remember. I saw it at the drive-in.
It was a dance thing.
It was a dance thing. All I know is Ed Lauder played her dad, and Ed Lauder rules. Ed Lauder, great character actor. He's passed away. He had this, one of his great characteristics as a great actor, he used to hike his pants up when he got mad, like in every movie. He just like
great.
You know who Ed Lauder? You know who Ed Lauder is? Tell Dan who Ed Lauder is. The father of the girl who asks Val Kilmer to pound a.
Ah,
that's the father.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very distinctive man.
Ed Lauder, fantastic character actor. Okay. Anyway, that was reference. By the way, the movie we were talking about was real genius. All right, I'm glad Skip has seen that movie a bunch of times too.
I have, yes.
Okay. All right, is
Skip knows Val Kilmer?
We go to the dentist together.
Val Kilmer's scared of the dentist, so Skip has to go with him.
He has to help him out. I'm scared of Val Kilmer, if that means anything. All right, is it me now?
It is.
What happened?
All multiple choices on this.
All multiple choices.
Oh, good.
If you drove all night, meaning 12 hours at 60 miles per hour, west from New York City, which state would you get to?
In 12 hours at 60 miles an hour?
Correct.
Okay. Wait, who's got to answer that?
This is Nick.
Okay, good, because
New York West.
New York West.
12 hours.
New York City.
New York City, 12 hours west, 60 miles per hour.
Correct. Your options are Pennsylvania, Illinois, Massachusetts, West Virginia. If you drove all night, meaning 12 hours at 60 miles per hour, west from New York City, which state would you get to? Is it A, Pennsylvania, B, Illinois, C, Massachusetts, D, West Virginia?
Oh, man. 12 hours. I'm going to say Massachusetts.
That is incorrect.
Pennsylvania?
That is incorrect.
What is it?
Our great state of Illinois.
Really?
12 hours?
12 hours at 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
Oh, I thought it would take longer to get through Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I would have imagined that, too.
I don't know. It takes 2 hours to get to Massachusetts, I think.
What the hell was I thinking? Yeah, that's real
close. Yeah, it's real close. All right.
Although, so is Pennsylvania, really.
Yeah. All right.
But I was because it's so big.
Thank you for the geography question, something I failed in high school.
That's not geography.
Sure it is.
It's a math problem.
No, it's a geography question, too. You got to know where the state is. Could have said Florida and been completely off.
What? Yeah, but it said west.
I know. That's why you have to know your geography. All right, go ahead.
Cindy's chart career began the same month as what pop superstar? Is it A, Paula Abdul, B, Tina Turner, C, Kermit the Frog, D, Madonna?
Who's
Cindy's chart career. So the first time she had a song that charted.
Oh, so she charted. Oh, okay.
Began the same month as what pop superstar? Paula Abdul, Tina Turner, Kermit the Frog, or Madonna?
Kermit the Frog.
That is incorrect.
What?
What?
It's Madonna. Kermit the Frog, that's the joke answer.
Something like, no, I would think because like probably those Muppet movies. I don't know.
All right. Should we? Yeah, we only got two more left, right?
Correct.
All right, let's do it.
Nothing's going to stop us now.
Yeah.
Was the theme song to what movie?
I don't. Is it multiple choice?
It is multiple
choice. It's Mannequin.
But I have to give you the multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Because
all right.
We have Mannequin,
yeah.
Which is correct, The Breakfast Club, Predator. Or D, if you can believe it, longtime Nick D Show listeners, Zapped.
No! Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So one more question for Esmeralda, and then we got a break.
Correct. Which band doesn't have a member named Mick? Which band does not have a member named Mick? A, Simply Red. B, The Rolling Stones. C, Dexy's Midnight Runners. D, The Clash.
Simply Red.
That is incorrect.
Mick Hucknall and Simply Red.
I don't know. The red-haired man?
It's the Dexy's Midnight Runners.
His name isn't Red-Haired Man?
It's Mick Hucknall.
He right. changed it to Red-Haired
Man. Red-Hair Man. Right. Red-Hair Man. After Kermit the Frog hit the charts.
You don't think Rainbow Connection probably charted?
It was 1978, not 1983. So, all right.
Whatever. There was a Muppet movie that came out.
There was a Muppet movie that came out. Many Muppet movies came
probably
out.
Probably charted.
Okay. All right. We have to break. We got weather. We got traffic. Area code on Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah. Picking Long John Baltier. It ain't easy. All right.
On what day?
Wildcard. I almost said website Wednesday night. That was a feature that Steve and Johnny did here for many years, and I flashed back to 1993.
Oh, boy.
So, no, that was before website Wednesday night, right? They wouldn't have done it until, like, the mid-late 90s? Because websites weren't really a thing in 1993?
Yeah.
Not enough for people to know
right.
about it.
Right, right. Welcome back. Look who unretired.
Oh, good.
It's Skip Skipply Skipply.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
Welcome
Skip,
back.
Do you have a website?
Yes.
Now, remember, you're going to have to buy the domain if you say it, Skip.
www.pigeonsandpenguins.com.
There you go. Oh. There you go. All right.
Oh.
Okay. So Skip's here. We're back. And it's round two of pop-up video. I am leading 3-2. The cats are outside ready. I see Dave is in the sports department with 500 cats on his head, and he's ready
it's
to go.
It's cold out. They keep you warm. It's like one of those Russian hats.
See how the cats react to this. Okay, Skip?
To Esmeralda singing Prince's Kiss.
Oh, again? It's another Prince song.
Yeah.
I should have worn purple. Don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world in no particular time. Do. I just something, and your kiss.
That was pretty good. Wasn't bad.
You
missed a few lines there. My favorite is you don't have to watch Dynasty to have an attitude. So dated.
Act your shoe size.
No, act your age, not your shoe size. Unless your shoe size is 40.
Size 57.
Okay. All right, what's next?
What 80s TV show is mentioned in the lyrics?
Oh, come on now.
What? It's your
That's
question.
My question, right? Dynasty.
That is correct.
Wow.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What is Prince's full name?
I don't know.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Okay.
I happen to be a big fan. Okay.
What quote-unquote not unusual musician recorded his own version of this song?
Tom Jones. And it rules.
It I especially rules. Like that video where he's just kind of floating.
It's the best thing ever. It's one of my favorite things on earth is Tom Jones' version of Kiss.
Green screen videos.
It's so good. It's just the best. It's the best. Okay.
We have flipped.
Oh, flip! Oh.
Yes. Multiple choice here for you, Esmeralda. What TV spokesmodel said, "Don't hate me because I'm beautiful"? Was it Christy Brinkley, Kelly LeBrock, Jacqueline Smith, or Marshall Brodeen?
What?
What TV?
Wait. Seriously, Marshall Brodeen's name is on there?
Marshall Brodeen.
Don't hate me because I'm...
I can't believe it.
Was it Kelly LeBrock?
That is correct.
Wait a minute. How in the hell did Marshall Brodeen?
Who's Marshall Brodeen?
He's Wizzo from Bozo.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He's a local Chicago
midget. Right, but he never said anything.
But why would it be on VH1? The person who wrote that question is obviously from Chicago.
Yeah, but if he said something like a catchphrase.
He would not say, "Don't hate me because I'm beautiful."
No, I know he wouldn't say that.
His catchphrase was, "Doody, doody, doody."
Well, there you go. Right. See, but he had a catchphrase.
There's no explanation for why Marshall Brodeen's name is one of the answers. All right, let's go. I'm befuddled by this whole thing.
Joan Collins played what character on Dynasty?
Oh boy, we don't have a
not multiple choice.
Go on, TV man.
I didn't. My mom watched Dynasty. Alexa. Alexis.
That is the first name. Unfortunately, they require.
Oh, Alexis.
Alexa.
Alexis Carrington.
That is correct.
Wow. You watched it.
My mom watched it, and I was living at home at the time, so mm-hmm. by proxy.
So then you sat there and watched it with
no,
her, didn't you?
But I knew. But it was mm-hmm. it was pop culture.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know who JR is, right? You never watched Dallas, right?
How do you know?
Right. Okay.
Esmeralda, what is a glyph? Is it a mythical beast, a mistake, a symbol, or a type of germ?
A symbol.
That is correct.
Wow, all right.
And our final question.
Oh, you can't win, Esmeralda.
Okay.
Six
Whatever.
To five.
What was one of the jobs Tom Jones held before he became a star?
This has got to be multiple choice,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was. Yes. Okay. Construction worker, teacher, coal miner, D, underwear inspector.
Oh, that would make sense for Tom Jones, actually.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Construction worker, teacher, coal miner, underwear inspector.
I'm going to say teacher.
That is incorrect.
Coal miner.
Construction worker.
Oh, I thought he was a coal miner. Thought I had heard that somewhere.
That you heard that Tom Jones was a coal miner?
Well, it was close enough, construction worker. He was a blue collar.
All right, I won 6-5. There you go. Marshall Brodeen. Wow, I can't even believe.
You should write to the
It's
to
ridiculous.
The
it's so ridiculous and random. I can't even. It's crazy.
Is there credits on this game?
Yeah, we'll have to find out who wrote the Marshall Brodeen thing.
I mean, you can email them from your Hotmail account.
That's right. I still have an AOL account. It's even worse. All right. Esmeralda, thanks.
Thanks.
All right, tomorrow we'll be back. Dan Feinberg will talk with us about TV. Lots to talk about with him. News is up next.